And the other thing is about Australia is that we all talk about the amount of coal and iron ore we have, which is true, it's phenomenal. But we also have an amazing amount of gas, but we have very, very far, rapidly dwindling oil. So the government's budget that came out this week, they actually missed their oil tax revenue target by a couple of... This is not petrol tax, this is oil on say, the Bass Strait oil.
Right.
They cut that by $200 million because the production is falling so quickly in the Bass Strait and we haven't got many other oil fields. But our gas is just everywhere. And we are becoming one of the great gas-rich nations. And the North West Shelf is now making profits of $10 billion a year on gas. It's one of the top five or six gas projects in the world. And no wonder the government this week could just go, bang, here's a $550 million tax hit to the North West Shelf, which is what they did when they closed off this excise. It was the second biggest revenue measure in the budget after the Alco Pops thing at $640 million. And Woodside, which operates the North West Shelf and owns 16% of it, its shares have gone up like 10 or 15% this week. So it just shows how much money they are making, and it's only 10% Australian-owned, so all those profits are going offshore. But there's an interesting little gas play. I mean, gas is setting the whole Queensland market alight at the moment. We're seeing this massive takeover for Origin Energy. A big British company is trying to spend $14 billion buying up Origin Energy because of all their coal seam methane gas, all this gas which sits in the coal. And few people realise that we actually have arguably as much North West Shelf gas sitting under the ugly, dirty brown coal in the Gippsland Basin. We have an absolute pile of coal seam methane gas, the very same gas which is sending the stock market bananas in Queensland. And few people realise this because no one's properly drilled it. But
surely that's being investigated.
Well, I'll make a big prediction that the solution to Victoria's troubles of having some of the dirtiest coal-fired power stations in the world is within a decade you'll see all of those closed down, or the big four, the two Loy Yangs, Yallourn and Hazelwood, will all be closed down within 10 years. And on the same sites, you'll see huge gas-fired power stations, all with the subsidised gas, coal seam methane gas, coming out of the very same coal mines. And we'll have a massive reduction. We'll be world's best practice in terms of getting down our greenhouse gases because we've got this huge gas supply and it's 60% less carbon emissions.
I was going to say, it's really exciting if that's the case. So if that is the case, so then when the gas comes out, can that be used in exactly the same way that the coal is used, or in a slightly different way, obviously, to produce the electricity? Or you won't actually produce electricity, you'll just use the gas and have sort of gas-fired homes?
It's gas-fired power stations generating electricity.
Right.
But the other beautiful thing about coal seam methane is that the process produces clean water. So all those brown coal stations down there in the Latrobe Valley were built with a zero price for water and a zero price for carbon. And they're both massively expensive on water and carbon, because brown coal is 60% water. Mm. So you drill down, you take out the gas, and then you produce clean water as a byproduct. And you can even actually process the carbon, the 20% carbon. You can even process that and export it. It's quite a process to do it. But there's a big chance. I know this is a bit revolutionary, but I know there are people in high places looking at this sort of stuff, and the view is starting to develop.
Fantastic. Maybe we should have been looking at it before this.
Well, that's right. You can take the 20-year view, which is carbon sequestration and clean coal and wind and all this stuff. But a lot of that's not going to be scalable for industrial use, base load. You know, we need 10 gigawatts a year in Victoria. We've got 5 gigawatts, which is dirty brown coal. So it's just, it's half our power.
Yes.
So the whole base load solution, I think long term, is going to be gas out of the valley.
Very interesting, because at one stage you did. I always wonder where you've got your little finger on what pulse there, Stephen. But I trust you, and in 5 years' time,